And now, one of the many episodes you'll only find in the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey, where wonder, excitement, and discovery are just around the corner. Are you ready? Come on, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
All-terrain riding vacuum cleaner.
Catch.
Ugh. Come on. What's the market for that, BZ? Think fast.
Well, then, how about a lunchbox with a built-in microwave to reheat your food?
Incoming.
Impractical. It would be too heavy. Heads up.
A folding chair that retracts into your pants?
Back at ya.
I've tried it.
Ouch.
Your ball. Ugh.
You're no help, Nelson. Matthew, care to weigh in?
Matthew.
Ow! Would you stop throwing that ball? I'm trying to think.
Well,
then think up what the Square One Club's next project should be.
That's what I was thinking about.
And?
And I'm still thinking.
Rocket-propelled roller skates.
Dangerous.
Drone-powered kitesurfing?
Dangerous and against FAA regulations.
Ugh, there's got to be something we can do to beat our last invention.
How do you top a helium life jacket that floats you out of the water and back to dry land?
Yeah. Any ideas yet, Matthew?
Actually, I do have an idea, but I don't think it's gonna work.
What?
It's an engine.
Like a train?
No, a small engine, like for a go-kart.
That could be fun.
But go-karts already exist. What would we be inventing?
The engine is designed differently. Here, let me show you.
That looks amazing.
See, in a normal engine, the pistons are in a row. But this design is circular, so it's much simpler to transfer the energy to the crankshaft.
Oh, so you'd get more power, and the engine itself would be smaller and lighter.
Smaller plus lighter plus more powerful means a faster go-kart, right?
According to my calculations, if it does work, yeah, it'd be fast. Maybe too fast.
Is there such a thing as too fast?
Yes.
Oh, come on. There are seatbelts and helmets and band-aids.
Seriously? Band-aids?
Really big band-aids.
We'll be safe, Nelson. Trust me.
Fine. We'll do the go-kart.
Yes! Great! Now the challenge is going to be getting the fuel mixture right.
So you're saying we should be able to figure out the mechanical engineering, but we'll likely need help with the chemistry?
I don't think that's what I said, but it sounds about right.
But who's better at chemistry than we are?
Matthew, I must commend you on the ingenuity of this design.
Thanks, Eugene.
Cut to the chase. How fast will it go?
Is it safe?
Excuse me, Professor Meltzner? Was I supposed to dilute this solution to 50 parts per million?
No, the catalyst needs to be 350 parts per million.
Oh, so I should redo this.
Yes, Horace, please redo it. Again.
Okay, I'm so sorry, Professor. It won't happen again.
The college has assigned me an assistant, and he's, learning. Now, where were we?
We were going to put Matthew's engine on a go-kart.
Oh.
Yeah. We've been building the cart all week.
It's awesome.
But there's this problem I can't figure out with the engine.
Yes, I believe I see it. Your engine design is so compact, you'll need extra lubrication to prevent overheating.
Wouldn't more heat make the engine go faster?
Well, too much overheating and the engine could explode.
Really? That sounds...
Dangerous!
Dangerous is the word, Nelson. As I can attest, having seen more than a few explosions here in the lab since Horace started.
Did you need me, Mr. Meltzner?
No, Horace. Go back to work.
Yes, sir! Whoops! Sorry!
Matthew, have you considered adding a synthetic oil to your fuel mixture?
That's what we need your help with. Getting the ratios of the chemicals in the fuel mixture right.
Yes, that would require some very complex chemistry and would take a great number of highly intricate calculations to get it right. Here you go.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. Now that mixture should be a very safe middle ground. You'll get a fair amount of power.
fair amount?
Well, theoretically, the less the fuel is diluted with lubricant, the more power. But then you'd have overheating issues.
We'll stick with the safe formula. Thank you.
Professor Meltzner?
Oh, dear. Let me know if you require any further assistance. But at this immediate moment, you should evacuate.
Right. Thanks, Eugene.
Horace, what did you do now? It's burning through the floor again.
Done. Seat is secure.
All right, let's do the safety check. Helmet?
I'm wearing it, Nelson.
Checklist save lives, BZ. Helmet radio?
Check.
Seatbelt?
You know, we could save a few ounces if we took out the seatbelt.
We are not doing the first test run of this go-kart without a seatbelt.
Ugh. Check.
Take it a little easy this first pass, BZ.
It's time for the rubber to meet the road. Literally.
Just be careful.
Check.
All right. The first test run of the Square One Club go-kart. In 10, 9.
Oh, please. Sounds good.
One lap around the track, that's all. Whoa! That is fast. Whoa!
Easy. You're already coming up on the first turn.
Got it.
Wow.
I knew it would be fast. But not that fast!
Slow down, BZ!
That was fun.
It was also a new track record!
We did it! It works!
But it could be better. If we made the go-kart shell more aerodynamic, it would be even faster.
Love it.
And I want to try adjusting the timing pattern of the piston rotation. Lower the crankshaft. This thing could really fly with a few modifications.
Let's do it!
I have so many ideas rushing through my head. This could be the Square One Club's biggest breakthrough ever! Design is speed, Nelson.
Sure, but we also need to remember safety. That rattling with the steering we noticed back in test run 17J and 20B is back.
You can't think about what might not be working. We need to improve what is working. Speed. We'll fix the other problems later.
Okay, where do we start?
The fuel mixture. I looked at Eugene's math, and I'm pretty sure we can use a higher fuel-to-oil mix, giving us more power.
But Eugene said changing the mixture could overheat the engine, and he used the word dangerous.
Eugene took all of 2 seconds to work out that complex mixture. I think he miscalculated. I'm sure we can get more power and still be safe.
How much more power?
We won't know until we try.
I'm in.
I'm not. BZ, if Eugene, professor of everything, calculated correctly, adjusting the fuel mixture could cause an explosion. I don't want you getting hurt.
You sound like my mom. Matthew's math looks right to me. I'll be fine.
Guys, I'm not trying to be a wet blanket here, but...
Fine. We'll ask Eugene. He'll tell you my math is right. Will that make you happy?
Works for me.
Nelson?
Let's see what Eugene thinks.
Did I do the math right?
Is the formula dangerous?
yes and no. Yes, Nelson, it is dangerous, and no, Matthew, your math is not correct.
But I used the equation you used.
Well, thermodynamics is a tricky subject. Simply put, I believe your go-kart has reached maximum speed, and that is quite an achievement. You three should be very proud of yourselves.
See? But Eugene, don't you think my engine should be capable of much higher speeds?
In theory, but at this point, your increases in speed will be only marginal. Breakthroughs take many years. You must learn to be patient.
Dr. Meltzner?
This is an example. Drop the doctor bit, please. What is it, Horace?
You know those samples for your secret project in the freezing chamber?
It's not a secret. What about them?
I think, I think I didn't close the door all the way, and, well, they didn't stay frozen, so should I start over?
Yes, you should.
On it! So, can I use your key to the chemicals locker?
Don't you have your own key?
Yes. I will go find it.
Thank you. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, you should be very proud of this accomplishment. Perhaps I could come down to the track sometime and observe your vehicle in action.
That'd be great. Come on, guys. I think if I try sticking closer to the inside lane on turn 3, I can shave up a couple seconds.
But first we're going to look at that shake in the steering. Matthew?
Be right there. I have to gather up my papers.
We'll see you on the track.
Eugene?
Hmm?
Are you sure there aren't any ways to increase our speed? Even in a purely theoretical sense.
Well, if we enter the world of the purely theoretical, if you were to run your go-kart in a frictionless environment...
Maybe not that theoretical.
Well, not with conventional fuel, but maybe... No. Well...
What?
Your engine uses a gasoline and oil fuel mixture. But, and let's be clear, this is purely theoretical. If one were to use a nitromethane fuel, which requires less oxygen to burn so the limited volume of your smaller combustion chambers wouldn't be an issue, it could produce one wicked fast ride, to borrow the colloquialism.
Nitromethane?
Yes, a most unstable and highly combustible fuel. I suppose we could bring your engine in for a series of controlled tests.
So the lab here has nitromethane?
Well, yes.
When could we do that?
Well, quite soon, actually. I believe there's lab time available in, 5 weeks.
5 weeks? That's not soon.
5 weeks is soon for science.
Professor Meltzner, I remember where I left the key to the chemicals locker.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's in the chemicals locker. Can you unlock it?
Yes, Horace. Excuse me, Matthew.
Thanks, Eugene. Nitromethane fuel. No, it can go faster. I know it.
You should be happy, Matthew. A few weeks ago, you didn't even know if your engine design would work.
But it's not working up to its potential yet. Come on, we can't settle for this. We're so close to a breakthrough.
When will you be satisfied, Matthew?
I'll be satisfied when you start looking for solutions instead of problems.
Unlike you, who's ignoring what's obvious to everyone else.
If you put as much energy into helping as you do finding problems, then we would be breaking the sound barrier instead of...
Knock it off, you two. We're supposed to help each other. We'll try it again later, okay?
Sure.
Matthew, come on. We'll work on making it faster tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
There's no easy solution.
There could be. Hello? Eugene? Are you here? He's always here this time of day.
Ah!
Horace!
You're one of those kids from earlier. What are you doing here?
Looking for Eugene.
He's out picking up supplies. Can I help you with something?
I need to talk to Eugene about a little project.
Oh, the project, huh?
Yeah, I needed to talk to Eugene about nitromethane.
We have some in the chemicals locker.
Oh.
What are you doing with it?
Eugene and I discussed doing a series of controlled tests with it, and...
And Eugene needs you to get some more of it, right?
Yes.
Well, anything for one of Eugene's projects. How much do you need? I found my keys so I can grab it for you.
A liter?
Perfect. I'll be right back. Oh. Don't worry. I'll clean that up.
No problem.
All right. With the wheels realigned, we should gain a little more speed.
I was thinking, if we move the seat forward, the weight balance against the engine in the back might improve our performance.
Guys, I think I have the answer.
What's that?
This is how we're going to achieve maximum speed. Nitromethane.
What is it? If it makes it faster, I'm in.
You said we weren't going to change the fuel anymore.
Don't worry. This was Eugene's idea.
Great.
He said it could make it run really fast.
And it's safe?
Eugene wouldn't give it to him if it wasn't. Come on, let's try it out.
Okay.
This is gonna be great.
Oh, hello, Professor Meltzner.
Horace, did you use the chemicals locker yesterday while I was out? There's a requisition in my name.
Oh, yeah, I got that stuff you needed for your project.
What project?
Exactly. Don't worry, I can keep a secret.
Horace, I don't know what you're talking about.
Was I talking about something? Me? My lips are sealed.
Horace, what precisely are you not saying?
If I told you, then I'd be saying it.
I will ask you once again. What stuff did you remove from the chemicals locker?
You mean you really want me to answer?
Yes.
Oh, a liter of nitromethane.
Oh, a liter of what?
Nitromethane? Did I say it right? I'm pretty
What
sure.
did you do with it?
Well, I gave it to that kid you sent.
Kid? Which kid?
The little kid with brown hair who was here with his friends talking about go-karts?
Oh, no.
What?
Give me your keys.
Yes, sir.
No, your car keys.
I lost them.
Then I have to go.
What's wrong?
I'm attempting to keep three children from exploding their go-karts and quite possibly themselves.
Oh, that stuff smells.
Ugh, that can't be safe to breathe.
It is nasty. Okay, get in.
Flight tower, I am ready for takeoff.
Okay, the Square One Club's nitromethane fueled go-kart first test run commences in 3, 2, 1.
Whoa, talk about power!
You ready to try your out?
Ready!
Wait, Easy, where's your helmet?
I don't know, I probably left it back at the clubhouse.
You have to wear your helmet.
Well, then why don't you go get it?
Don't go until I get back!
How could I have been so careless? I should never have told Matthew about nitromethane. And why did I ride my bike to work today of all days? I have to stop them before... Where's the go-kart? Stop! Stop! Cease and desist immediately! Oh no!
Eugene, what happened?
Nelson, where are Matthew and Beezy?
We're right here.
Did our go-kart really just explode?
Oh, thank heavens. I thought one of you might have been on the cart when it, you know...
Went up in a puff of smoke.
Precisely.
We were looking for my helmet. Why do you think the cart blew up? I mean, it was awesome, but... Now we have to start all over again.
What did you think would happen if you used dangerous chemicals for fuel without proper testing?
The nitromethane? But if it was so dangerous, why did you give it to us?
I didn't give it to anyone.
Yeah, but Matthew said that.
I didn't actually say. I didn't think it
Matthew
would...
Parker, you and I are going to have a talk with your parents post-haste.
thinking how if we hadn't all been trying to find your helmet, you might have been in the go-kart when it blew up.
Catch. If you had found it sooner, I wouldn't have had to get out to help you look. Heads up.
I'm just saying, helmets really do save lives. Incoming.
Helmets and friends. Eugene.
Greetings, BZ, and salutations, Nelson. So this is where your club conducts your scientific explorations. Quaint, if somewhat primitive.
How did you find our secret clubhouse?
I brought him.
Oh, hi, Matthew.
Your parents paroled you?
Only so I could come and apologize.
When I explained the events that transpired to Mr. and Mrs. Parker, they were understandably upset.
Nelson, BZ, I'm sorry I put you two in danger. I was impatient. I lied and stole and was a bad friend and a bad teammate. Eugene told me in inventing, it's not just what you do, but how you do it that matters.
Huh?
Well, you wanted to get the fastest time around the track, right?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you have a faster time if you cut across the field?
Yeah, but that'd be cheating.
Precisely. It's not just about getting the fastest time, it's how you get the fastest time. Cutting across the field or cutting safety or cutting your morals won't get you what you want.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to keep in mind for future projects.
Your parents are going to let you stay in the club?
That's where I come in. I do not want to see the spark of your inventiveness extinguished. The three of you are talented, but you need someone to mentor your talent, i.e., moi.
We'll work the right way. No more cutting across the field.
Good.
For the next go-kart, I have a few ideas.
My parents are pretty clear that we're not doing any more go-karts.
True.
Or anything with an engine.
Indeed.
But how about self-lacing roller skates?
Go on.
Boring.
They're rocket-powered.
What? Sweet. No rockets.
How fast can they go?
As your mentor, I cannot permit any bodily-mounted rockets.
Actually, a rocket-powered pogo stick would be cool.
That would be awesome. Can it parachute out of it?
No.
Maybe we could do that.
You might have heard someone say the phrase, the ends justify the means. What that means is, it doesn't matter how you get something done, as long as you do get it done. But as Christians, we know that's not true. In the book of Romans in the Bible, the Apostle Paul talks about people who believe that since good things can come from evil, we shouldn't be judged for our sinfulness. But Paul goes on to say that people who believe that are simply wrong and they'll be found guilty. We see throughout the Bible that the ends don't justify the means. God cares about what we do and how we do it. As it says in 1 Peter 1, just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all that you do. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Failing to the Finish Line was written by Sam Sixeri and directed by Phil Aller, with sound design by Jonathan Crow and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Will Ryan, Justin Fellbinger, Georgie Kidder, Lily Semflippo, and Adam MacArthur. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.